Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When I travel overseas, going to a place I've never visited, I'm always curious. I want to know, what's it like there? What do people wear? What are we going to do when we get there? And what's the weather like? What about the customs and the people who live there? There are only two ways to find out. Read the travel books, or go online, or talk to someone who's been there. When it comes to life after death, there is only one absolutely credible source. His name is Jesus Christ. When people realize that death is on the horizon, they don't mince words. They go to the very heart of the issue. With the cross on the horizon, Jesus talked candidly about his death and what lay beyond. He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions or dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Differing from Muhammad or the Buddha, Jesus told the disciples very plainly he had come from heaven, and that he was going back to his Father in the same place. Now, he spoke of this very candidly and as a matter-of-fact sort of thing. The word which Jesus used to describe this place which we call heaven was a Greek word, topos. A study of that word in the Bible indicates that writers never used it to describe a make-believe fantasy, pie-in-the-sky in the sweet by-and-by sort of place. Our English word topography comes from the same source. To my knowledge, the word always referred to an actual, literal place. On numerous occasions, I visited Bethlehem, bowing low to enter the Church of the Nativity, going down the narrow staircase to a lower floor where a silver 14-pointed star marks the probable place or the grotto where Jesus was born. That precise spot is a measurable distance from where you are listening at this very moment. Galilee, where Jesus spent much of his time during his earthly ministry, is a beautiful place. The synagogue, built in the 3rd century, on the site of the very synagogue where Jesus read the scriptures long ago, are actually geographic sites. So when Jesus, in the week of the Passover, talked about heaven, he used language which the disciples would identify with an actual geographic place. In the upper room with the cross on the horizon, Jesus told the disciples he was going to prepare a place for them so that where he would be, they too would be as well. He said, "Where I am, there you may be also." Now, friend, if you can accept the fact that even now Jesus is in the presence of the Father, that's where we too will be when we cross heaven's threshold. Heaven, said Harry Ironside, is Jesus spelled out in large letters. But I've never been there, you may say. There are places in the world I've never been to. But that, of course, does not mean they are not real. So is it with heaven. And what kind of a place is it? John the Apostle, the one whom Jesus loved, who could probably be described as Jesus' best friend, had a vision, and he described heaven in terms of what is there and what is not there. You can read about it in Revelation 21 and 22. An ignorance of heaven is something you can ill afford. Find out for yourself.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.